like.
And while a smooch outdoors was prohibited, getting busy in private was mandatory.
It was even written into the Puritan Bible that a man's duty to God and to his wife was to pleasure her. It was called due benevolence.
It was also about economy and possession. You know, children were property, and children were laborers. So it wasn't just about making Christians, it was also about economic success.
Sex within the marriage was so encouraged, and the man was under obligation to pleasure his wife, so much so that refusing sex to his wife or impotency were grounds for divorce. In fact, you could be excommunicated for not having sex.
From here and forever, you are banished.
However, though it was considered inappropriate to have sex outside of marriage, a third of all brides actually were pregnant on their wedding day.
A lot of young people were sexually active, and then it would come out she was pregnant, and they would say, "We're already married," and sort of retroactively maritalize that premarital sex.
And while most Puritans did not condemn premarital sex, they did attempt to prevent it.
The Puritans did create a device called the bundling board because most people lived in one room. And there was one large bed that they would all sleep in. And so any visitors would be staying in this bed as well. So the bundling board was essentially like a large cutting board that would be placed between the young woman and the young man to block their ability to engage in carnal sexual experiences. So you can imagine, you know, mother and father and then the young man and then this board and then the daughter. However, cutting boards are not very effective in inhibiting carnality. They're pretty easy to climb over.
At the height of the bundling board, the Puritan population almost doubled, leading one to ponder how all that sex took place in one bed after Mom blew out the candle.